Two Proposals by Becca and Zach, read by Euphoric Aria. The first time Jensen proposed to Daniil, she turned him down. They were hanging around his hotel in L.A., and he was feeling high off being a movie star, even if everybody knew his movie was crap, and there was some wine involved, just enough to make her cheeks that perfect pink. And he was so sure she'd say yes, and they'd smile at each other and kiss, and then he'd call his mom, and it would be a really good life choice. But instead she laughed and kissed the corner of his mouth and said, "Give it time, Jensen." The next day, a talk show host asked, "You've been with your girlfriend for 2.5 years. How's that feel?"
"It feels like 2.5 years, he answered flatly,
looking at Daniil grinning in the audience and thinking, "How the hell much more time do you need?" The second time he didn't even really get to ask, which maybe shouldn't have been a surprise, given the rest of his life. They had had a 3-year anniversary and celebrated with Italian and the sort of dancing you needed lessons to do right. Daniil came to him in her parents' spare room, wearing a little red nightie and holding something behind her back. It was 2 a.m. and there was no noise but wind and crickets.
"Booty call in your parents' house, huh?" Jensen asked, laughing as she knelt over him in bed.
And then she pulled the ring out and said, serious and soft, "This was my grandmother's. Ask me again." Jensen forgot how to breathe. He was hot all the way to the tips of his ears, and his tongue felt glued to the roof of his mouth.
"Will you?" he wheezed out finally, and she slipped the ring onto her own finger and told him,
"Yes." And then there was kissing and smiling, and he swore he'd call his mom first thing tomorrow. But Daniil was in a little red nightie, and that was really important right now. And every time the ring caught the light of the bedside lamp, he was sure this was absolutely right.